Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Next with the Louisville Improvisers.
Well, I mean, it's just a lazy day, isn't it?
It is. I think it's weird to be in swimsuits in January.
I know. Well, I'm not complaining at the moment. I think, you know, the bigger picture is not good, but I'm just going to enjoy the day.
Well, I haven't seen one in leather before.
You've seen this. I've worn it before.
You can tell he's worn it before. It's sort of...
I don't think I was around. Really hard. It's the fur on the outside that, you know, makes it distinctive.
First of all, it's not fur.
My bad.
Just tuck that. You can tuck that out there.
I haven't been to the electrolysis for a while.
Because we gave you such a hard time about
I haven't seen it. I've seen Rachel once since.
If this is the result,
I mean,
hand you some cash to get that taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a little, well, it's been winter, so I haven't been manscaping as much.
I thought there was a raccoon on your lap.
Well, okay. See, this is what, you know, this is where your jocularity, and plus, I mean, you don't notice it because during the winter, I'm usually more bundled up.
Well, the sun is great today, so, you know, it was a really good idea, Brian. I'm glad that you've got us out here.
Yeah.
Yes. Out on the lanai.
We don't use this very much this time of year.
Well, never. I mean, it's, what is it, 68, 69 degrees?
Can you pass me the tin foil?
The tin foil? Here you go,
Papa. What are you, smoking crack?
Here you go. What do you need that for?
Look, I'm just...
Oh, you're really doing that thing? Holding it under your face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's really funny. That's great. I mean, I don't think you need more sun, Alec. I mean, you know, you spend enough time in the yard as it is.
No.
What are you saying?
Do you really think that's true?
Well, I just meant... No, actually, you're right. I haven't really looked at you well. You are...
Look.
No, you actually look pale.
Peaked. I know.
I guess I...
Peaked?
Peaked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm used for all those years where you worked outside. I guess I assumed you still were... had that sun-blown look, but no, you're spending a lot more time
inside than out now. So I don't tan as well or quickly.
No, actually, I'm actually looking at you right now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look good. Have you had your heart checked?
Yes, last week.
And?
It's still arrhythmic.
Okay, that's not good.
It's not?
I don't know, is it?
Well, you'd think you'd want to be
rhythmic.
No, I think you'd want to be rhythmic.
Yeah.
And this was arrhythmic.
Meaning like lax rhythm.
Oh.
Lacking rhythm.
Yeah,
really?
You don't want to be... Look, if you're arrhythmic, that means you can't dance.
Right.
But we know that.
I know. We tried so hard.
Those lessons were a waste of time. That's all I'm saying.
Really, the worst.
Hey, you guys were just watching.
Okay.
You know what the pain was like to do that?
I mean,
for us?
And that French woman? Oh, my God.
I mean,
But I don't know if I've ever thanked you enough for that, you know? That you guys cared enough about it just to get me my own personal ballet teacher and bring her out here and
well, there were supposed to be tango lessons, but yeah.
It's nice. Sorry, I was daydreaming.
I was, too. I'm sorry. It's just, once we get out by the water...
Yeah. It sort of lulls you. Oh, and speaking of gifts, I'm sorry I was... I'll make it up to you guys next Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
Did the party go okay?
Yeah, the party went... Oh, goodness. Tell him.
Well, tell him. I don't even remember.
It didn't happen.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we canceled.
I thought you just forgot to post about it.
No, we canceled it.
Yeah.
There was like, no.
Just because I wasn't here?
Yeah.
We just...
Sorry.
Careful. You just knocked over the cooler.
Walked right into the grill.
Okay.
Hot dog?
Yeah. Well, no. Now it's all wet. I'm not eating an Ohio River hot dog.
Okay. Dude, not again.
Not when it's downstream from Rubber Town. Jesus. The only thing worse than an Ohio River hot dog is a Rubber Town hot dog. Although we should save it for our, when we set up our booth at the annual Taste of Rubber Town Festival. Are we doing that again this year? Have you talked to
them? Yes.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Because it was what? Who were we talking to? Rochelle. She was the...
Rochelle, she called me last week.
Okay, we're good. We have our booth?
We have two booths.
I don't know if we need two this year.
Do we? Well, it was so busy last year.
Do we have the manpower we had all the interns last year. Do we have the manpower?
Well, we've got a new crop of interns coming in.
Okay.
February 1st.
I'll meet them at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Now look out for that kid from Phoenix. I think he's going to be aces.
We don't need a whole lot from our interns. We just need, some heavy lifting and some, filing.
Well, he's big. That's what I meant.
Oh, you meant aces as in, you mean muscle?
Like he's great.
Big guy. Big Phoenix.
Yeah.
Oh, is that his name?
Big Phoenix.
Okay. He's so big they named him after a city.
The city that he lives in.
Okay. So is he big and sunny?
Mm-hmm. Big and sunny, and he's going to be
arid.
Yeah.
He has a dry wit.
Okay. And it's kind of a dusty features. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking of the desert.
You're thinking of the
desert. I spend more time in the desert than you guys have, I guess.
But why did you cancel the Christmas party? Oh, sorry, I walked into that.
Why do we even have a grill?
Because you were hungry?
I am hungry, and I'm still hungry because we finally got some new dogs on the grill, and then thank you again.
Well, try this dip.
I don't recommend.
don't fall for that.
No, first of all, that's a color I'm not going anywhere near. I mean, it's a cross between pimento and guacamole.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get? Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh no, you combined them.
Pacamole.
Is that from the test kitchen? Did you make that in the test kitchen?
Uh-huh.
The place looks great, by the way.
Well, we've been working.
Andy seems to have been working his careful.
Ow. Now you got it.
Mother! Okay. I'm just going to sit over my lounge chair here.
Andy's been working his ass off.
It looks like a different place.
No, have you been in the kitchen? There's a roof in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Over the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Complete.
And
electricity?
We found some money.
We went to Bargain Supply.
And we've got 10 feet of roof over the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So we're 10 feet in,
mm-hmm.
The kitchen remodel. So we're pretty excited about that. Here's the thing, man, because it's like you were busy.
Right.
And then, we had to plan for Improv-Palooza.
Yes.
Thank God, it seems like... Boy, I don't know about you guys.
You wait and wait and wait for it.
And then it's here.
Yeah.
And then it's not here. And then it was done. And I think the numbers were great on Improv-Palooza.
Yeah.
We made some of the roof money back. And the crowds were great. Fantastic crowds. Yeah. The groups were great.
The Improv Annies were pretty good this year, too.
The Improv Annies? Oh, you mean the Stage Doors and Stage Door Annies?
No, the Annie Wilson.
Annie Wilson?
Not that Annie Wilson. Annie Wilson
Lennox.
And Annie, yeah,
Annie
and
Lennox.
Annie Lennox. That's what their names were.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I missed that.
I wasn't aware of that either, but I'm not aware of every detail.
Well, no, I mean, I'm focused
to these
on
things. Yeah.
I mean, I'm focused. You know me. I'm focused on the show and security, and other than that,
they were handling box offices here.
Oh, okay. Were they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and first of all, here's the thing. Now we're talking business. I think we need to, and we'll talk about it here, and we'll bring this. I think we need to maybe give our boy Tony Pike a little something extra next year. I think he did. I think he outdid himself.
A little more than the zero that.
Yeah, a little more than nothing we've given him. I mean, and look at me, and it's just us. We're just talking.
It's just us and the grill.
It's just us and the grill. You know, more than a handshake and less than money.
That's still pretty wide.
Well, okay, I'm not gonna get boxed in again.
We got 11 months to figure it out.
Okay. Yeah. But, no, he's been a tremendous asset, and he hasn't made any noise about it, but I get the sense that he might be looking for some stage time. I don't know if that's true.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No, he told me he's not. He's just happy.
Did he actually say that?
There. Yes. He loves being there.
Well, we love having him. I think he's been a tremendous asset to us.
I could tell you exactly what he said, because I texted him and thanked him.
Oh, good.
And
yeah, we'll wait.
Yeah, no, we'll wait. I mean, okay. I mean, this is good. I mean, maybe you know, if we sit here long enough, the hot dogs will float back by.
It's
I don't know if that's how a river works.
That dog is gone.
All right, let me right the grill. Okay, let me just set it back up. All right, nobody move. Okay.
Okay. All right. Stack the briquettes.
Okay. Yeah, this is it. I'm serious. You guys stay closer to the end of the dock, closer to the water. And we're out of hot dogs, and we got...
what's in the freezer?
Yeah, what did...
I've got some pecoras.
What did Tony Pike... Well, I'm still waiting for the answer from Tony Pike.
Oh, he was just really happy to help you guys, to help us. I said, thank you very much. He goes, I'm always happy to help you guys out.
It sounds like him.
Yeah, that's so him.
That's so Tony.
That's classic Tony.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, why say more when less is more? Yeah. He's good. Well, I just want to say that, I think, you know, the two groups worked out. So I think we'll continue doing what we're doing in the classes. We're great.
The musician kid, I thought, worked really well.
Oh, Aaron, yes. I think, you know, we got to keep working with him. We should do that. And I mentioned to him at the post-show debrief. Mm-hmm.
Did he text you any replies you could read to us?
Yeah, he sent me one. Well, you know, he's a busy guy. Let me see. Let me get out my phone.
Yep.
Oh, God, that's where you put your phone?
Well, I don't have any pockets. What do you think it was?
Completely safe under all that.
I mean, the leather keeps it dry.
Yeah. Sort of swaddled.
Okay. Now, did you think that was all me? No. No, the leather keeps it dry. All right, let me see. Let's see if I can... Okay. I'm trying to find it. I've been getting a lot of texts.
Yeah. I've heard. Is there something going on?
No, there's nothing bad going on. I just have
a lot of your alerts.
Yeah, my alerts. Well, I've got, you know, I always get, and not just for the Louisville area, you know, I get all the Amber alerts from...
All over the country?
Yeah. And I get the fire warnings.
And weather alerts?
I get weather alerts from all over the country. There was a tornado in Oklahoma. I don't know if you heard about that yesterday.
No.
Yeah, well, I did. It's not good. Just be grateful you're not in Oklahoma, okay?
I'm always grateful I'm not in Oklahoma.
Okay, that's really unnecessary.
Why is it unnecessary?
Because
we have a lot of fans from Oklahoma.
From Tulsa.
Like an unusual amount of fan base comes from Tulsa.
And that's why I started getting the weather reports, because, you know, we...
Concerned, so we can check in and tweet about it.
And our improv friends in Oklahoma.
Have you ever been to Tulsa?
I'm sorry, I got two words for you, my friend. Master class. Yes, I've been there. I've taught two master classes in Tulsa, one for the school for the deaf.
Yeah.
And then the AMVETS.
Mm-hmm.
I did a workshop for the AMVETS for their social.
Yep.
And I got them up, and
the 24 hours in Tulsa Improv Fest.
Yeah, the Tulsa Fest, and
You guys were with me on that one.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Well, you were...
Well, I think I don't know if your blood pressure was spiking that weekend or something was happening. I mean, you were there, but you weren't there. I mean, and here's the thing.
We had, yeah, you were all wrapped up in blankets. You were so cold.
Yeah, you were cold, and then you were hot.
It's all I remember is that I hated Tulsa. Now you're telling me why.
Yeah, you know, you were feverish. But here's the thing, and dude, I don't. And Brian and I talked about this on the train back. It didn't affect your performance.
Well, they
quite the contrary.
Your space work was phenomenal.
Thank you.
And
you didn't seem to be working as hard.
No.
Which in this case is a compliment.
Yeah, I take it as a compliment.
No. Because, I mean, if you didn't know better, I would say there was no performance at all. But Brian and I, knowing you as well as we do, realized that, wow, you were so in the moment. You were practically part of the stage.
Stop. You're making me a little
You don't
ever say a nice thing. I know. You never do it.
We always resolve to.
I mean,
the end of January.
What do you want? When are you going to...
Oh, no.
What's going to happen to me?
No,
am I going to fall off the deck here
or
something?
No,
you have been hurt so many times before. It's sad that is your reflex.
And you two have been the ones who have done most of the hurting.
No, I would say most of your relationships.
Yeah.
Non-improv relationships.
Okay. I didn't even know you for the first 60 years of your life.
Right. No, I think... And Alec, I think... and this came up in therapy. I think you need to start with your family of origin and then work your way out. Okay. Go to the source. And you remember this too with Dr. Carroll. You know, they know how to push your buttons because they install them. Okay. Remember that one?
From Dr. Carroll?
Yes. So, we're not pushing your buttons.
You understand, though.
I do. Yes. I do.
I mean, Brian, you didn't talk to me last year for a good 3 months.
Well, I had some stuff going on.
Yeah, and I think most of them resolved, right? You got your health issues under control?
Yep. How do I look?
I think I'm getting sunburned.
Yeah, it's...
Do I look pink?
Move under the umbrella.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of sun, but whatever sun's out there seems to be...
Just sort of your it's going right to you.
It's going right to you. It's like it's just coming right to your...
I feel really hot.
Yeah. Do you want to put your feet in water? Would that help? Cool.
Okay.
And maybe... Yeah.
Oh, it's cold.
Well, let it move up your body. And all right, I think these guys are almost ready. Who wants a hot dog and who wants a hamburger?
One of each, if this is an option.
Okay, it is an option. Okay, there you go, Brian. Okay. All right, you just wash your hot dog. I mean, I'm not giving you another one.
Damn it.
You're going to have to...
Can I take my feet out of the water?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, but before you do, why don't you grab it with your foot?
Hey, I got it.
You got it?
Okay. I got it.
Okay, good.
Can I have a bun?
Yeah, there's...
Thank you.
Yeah, and then...
Ketchup?
Yeah, it's right over there.
Okay. Putting ketchup on a hot dog?
Yeah.
You don't?
No.
Mustard?
Just mustard.
No, I put ketchup, mustard.
Relish?
Relish.
You got the relish? I never put...
I got the sweet, and then I got the...
The dill?
I got the dill.
Okay, good.
And then there's a... And this is my personal thing that I picked up when I was in the youth corps. I mango chutney.
Mm-hmm.
Try it.
I have. It's excellent.
Yeah.
Can I have the mango chutney?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the
sport peppers.
The sport peppers are there.
Okay. You got that?
I like Chicago style.
Cucumbers.
Dude, why don't you take a? I'm not gonna keep handing you everything. Come over. I gotta keep my eye on the grill.
I have an arrhythmic heart.
Right. Oh my God. Are you gonna milk this forever?
Where's the compassion now?
Well, it evaporated once you got to the party peppers or whatever the hell else.
Sport peppers, the little ones, not the big. No, not the big ones. The tiny. Yeah.
Here's the
to your left. To your left. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Listen, you son of a bitch.
What?
Just take your nitroglycerin and get off my back.
It's under my tongue.
Well, fucking swallow it.
Let it dissolve.
I'm not supposed to. I'm supposed to
let it dissolve.
I am.
Oh, it's sublingual? Okay. know what? This is not good for me either. I'm going to take my nitroglycerin too. All of a sudden, my chest got really tight.
Brian,
I might as well. Yeah.
Okay.
And now,
do you want one on your hot dog?
Preventative. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, well, you know, 2 out of 3 people in the group have heart trouble, so you know. Hey,
take a bite of my hot dog. It's really good.
You have to, and this is the thing. We probably shouldn't, you know.
Eat after each other. What was that?
I really want some of that.
Here, eat it.
Well, scrape the ketchup off.
No, I don't everything. Yeah, you've got to try it with everything.
Here. Take Brian.
Thank you.
Here's your own hot dog.
Chris, thank you.
You're welcome. You need to just eat your own hot dog. And
But Brian is so resistant to new things.
We have a pickle spear?
Yeah. Yeah. There's
are those kosher?
Of course they are.
Can I have one?
No.
I'm not really resistant to new things.
Well, no. I mean, personally, you're not.
I holidayed in Cleveland for the first time.
Yeah, no. I meant
that
like
was new.
That was new. I think food-wise, you're a little resistant. Life-wise, I think you jump in with both feet.
All right. I don't take the risks that Alec does.
Nobody does.
When it comes
food-wise,
to culinary matters.
No, me neither. No, I think we can all agree. I mean, I think, you know, you've had Spam once, you're good. You've had Borscht once, you're good. Cleveland?
Once?
No, that's it.
Love it.
We're not bringing back Borscht Night. It's just not going to happen.
It was so good.
For you.
Yeah, but you like the films.
The films? There was
Dr. Zhivago?
Yeah, the whole theme.
You loved that. You were crying. I looked over, you were...
Well, no.
Rocky IV.
Rocky IV. Movies were good.
Yeah.
But the thing, I'm a sucker for
Julie. I think Borscht is coming back in a big way.
It is.
I think it probably is.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I know. You know, it's like all these fucking hipsters are into it now.
Yeah.
You know, they seem to be... And that's the thing. I mean, if you're going to eat Borscht, don't do it ironically. Okay? That's just me.
Somebody's at the front door.
Oh.
I installed Ring.
Okay, wow. We had wind chimes?
Yeah. So it goes off on my phone.
Oh.
I can show you.
Who's at the door?
Let's see who it is before we...
Yeah.
Allow admittance.
Yeah, sometimes. If they're still there.
Do you have a Mr. Pip?
Oh, yeah, Mr. I do. Pip? Yeah, it's at the bottom. At the bottom. You want a Mr. Pip?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is? Do you recognize him?
No, I
is it,
don't.
Is it the UPS guy?
Oh, it is. It's Tony.
Tony Pike?
Yeah. Tony Pike's walking away.
He's dropping off a package?
Looks like he's left a snow shovel and a...
Yeah.
What, did you order something?
From Tony?
Wait.
Well, no, not from Tony. I mean, Tony just delivers the things. They don't come from him.
Well, I'm just saying, look, is that a personal item, or did you order it for the group?
Thank you.
Oh, for the group. Oh, yeah, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, well, we did not have any snow shovels, because I checked.
Yeah.
Okay.
You used the snow shovels. You guys used the snow shovels last summer, if you remember, when Dylan brought the boat over.
Mm-hmm. We had to row with something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had to order a new one, and then I did get that, and I got...
How do you feel about having snow shovels delivered in a 68-degree January day?
Ironic.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me a hipster.
No, it doesn't, but if you check Chris's weather alerts, I think that you could plan your shopping.
It's going to get cold again.
I don't know that it is.
What about the... okay... I ordered also a pallet of ice melt.
A pallet?
Yeah.
Look, even in the worst winter, we don't need a pallet.
I got a really good deal, 1,200 pounds.
All right. Have you checked the sub-basement?
Yeah.
We have 100 pounds of salt.
I know. It's salt. This is ice melt. This stuff, it goes... Salt doesn't work under 30 degrees. You know that. Remember...
Bring Margarita Night back.
Well, and everyone broke their arm on Margarita Night in the winter.
Yeah.
It was not a good choice.
Well, it's easy to say that in retrospect.
Yeah, really.
Okay. You know what? You plan the next margarita night, then.
If I do, I'll do it in the summer. Thank you. I don't feel well.
Well, you don't look well. Why don't you lay down in the grass? Lay next to the... Just lay...
Okay.
You know, Alec, you know, here's the thing.
I'm going to lay down.
Just lay down in the canoe. Okay. It's cooler.
No, the last time I laid down in the
terrible
canoe.
Terrible flashbacks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You tried to kill me.
That is not true. Now, when
you
say...
You launched me...
Is that your revisionist version of the story?
Okay.
I had to explain that. You know, see, Alec, we know your sense of humor. The police don't get it. And I had to spend six hours at the, you know, at the substation explaining that, no, that was just you. That's the kind of thing we say to each other. I did not, in fact, try to kill you.
Well, I did break my leg. It was a compound fracture.
Yeah, you broke your own leg.
There was blood coming out, and then I went to sit in the canoe, and who pushed the canoe out?
I was moving the canoe.
He was trying to get it. He was trying to get into it.
I was trying to help you. And I thought, let me get in there. Let me wrap a splint-like device on your leg.
I would have died if I hadn't run into the lock.
Well?
The lock.
The lock. I can't believe you still think I tried to kill you.
You really didn't?
No. Alec, look. And I think Brian will agree. It would be so easy to kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's, I don't need to put you in a canoe.
Oh, come on.
Jesus, it's insulting.
What are you saying?
I'm saying if I wanted to or Brian wanted to.
I come in and I unplug your sleep apnea machine.
Oh, my God.
You don't wake up.
Dude, it would be so easy.
That's one way.
That's just one. Okay? I mean, look. Okay, Alec. I've got... You still smoke. And you're on oxygen. Okay? You don't need to be a mastermind to get this done.
All right.
So, no, nobody tried to kill you.
Okay. This is the first time... In a year and a half, it's the first time you've actually said that you didn't try to kill me. Every other time it's come up and I asked you about it, you usually just walk away.
He said it in open court.
Go back and read the testimony.
I wasn't there.
Well, you don't have to be to get the testimony.
Well, I mean, if I wasn't in the open court. You say open court, yeah, but I wasn't there. How did I know?
Well, you get a fucking good lawyer.
Yeah.
Who tells you?
Yeah. You get a lawyer that says, yeah, under oath. He swore he didn't try to kill you. I mean, it was a legal proceeding. Not hearsay. It wasn't conjecture.
You weren't convicted.
Or even questioned beyond that one night.
All right, well, you never sent anything to me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I thought you
were... We talked about it.
You know, and Brian and I talked about it, and you know, extensively. I'm surprised, well...
Sarah talked about it.
Sarah...
We made very...
She was there.
Everybody forgets that.
She forgets. No. I haven't forgotten.
The first thing he said as you were drifting away is, everybody, I didn't try to kill him, right?
No, and she verified that in court.
She got it, right.
Yeah. She came in and said, yes, I heard Chris say that. I guess the reason I haven't brought it up more recently is because certainly Sarah, Brian, and I have certainly moved on. And I guess I just assumed you had too.
It's sort of unfortunate that you've regressed in this way.
Wow, what else are you holding on to?
Not a whole lot else.
But trust me, Alex, you're here because we want you.